Hello, this is Stuart.
Hi, Stuart. This is Shaw from the Underwriting Department at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine, what did you say your name was?
Jaw, JIA.
JIA, Jaw, okay.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I had it right. Pardon me on my end, but I'm still recovering from some laryngitis.
Oh, really? Everything okay now?
I'm still recovering, so
Oh.
my voice is a bit scratchy.
Okay, no worries. You should take your time. Okay, so your file was sent over to us about a what was it, like about 30 minutes ago. I just want to do a little quality control and just to make sure that we are all on the same page as far as what we're looking to accomplish. So it's going to take us
Okay.
just a few minutes here. So I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of basic information I have on the business.
Right.
I have you as the 100% owner.
That is correct.
Okay. And it looks like you've been in business for, it looks like about 2 years.
This business that I've been in the field for about 30 years.
Oh, okay, been in the industry for 30 and started your business about 2 years ago.
Right. The official start of this company was 2 years ago, and that's in terms of when I pulled the documents. But we didn't actually do anything until about a year ago.
Okay, no worries. I do see in the tax return that the year before did a little bit less on the gross sales, but this year looks like based on the bank statement, you guys are tracking to do a decent gross sales, around a little under 300, maybe 250 to 300. That's good. Okay,
And
and
yeah, so you can see why last year was it was really just November and December and really just getting started.
Just getting
Mostly expense, some revenue, mostly expenses.
Okay, well, it looks like, at least this year, it seems like you guys have gained some traction now, so that's good.
Yeah, and it's consistent.
That's good. Okay. And it looks like you're working with let's see here, it looks like with Kyle on this file.
With what?
Looks like you're
Oh, with
working with
Kyle.
Kyle on the file.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay, so according to my notes here, it looks like you're looking for best case scenario about 78,000. Worst case scenario would be about 15,000. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and looks like if we were to get you the 78, mostly it would be going towards paying off 3 current loans you have right now.
That's
One with
correct.
Best Egg, 2 lending clubs, with
That's
the
correct.
total balance of 58,000. Okay.
Right. That's the primary goal, is to reduce some of the high interest rate debt.
Yeah, and then it looks like they're monthly payments, all of them.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because I did my calculation on them. It looks like they're pretty high interest rate. It looks, well, at least a rate factor. The Best Egg is like almost like 45 cents on a dollar. Lending clubs are about almost 50 cents on a dollar. So yeah, they are quite expensive.
They're all amortized, so they disappear in a total of 4 years from when they were initiated. I think they're all 4 years.
No, they're five
I know.
years. 60 months.
Really? Even the first two?
Yeah,
I thought those were 4 years, but
let me double check
I think
before I scare you. Let me double check real quick.
no, I either way, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, see,
The interest rates are between 23 and 28%.
Yeah, they're all 60 months, so 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and you're about a year, I think almost about a year in on some of these.
Yeah, a year and a half in on two of them, and not more than 3 to 6 months on one of them.
And it looks like you're paying about, give me one second here. Let's see, 632 plus 720, 762 plus 548. You're paying about a little under 2,000 per month for all three of
Right.
them. Okay. Months. Okay. So I can look into and I want to explain it to you real quick before I move forward with it. But what I can do is I can look into refining these and getting you additional capital on top. The only thing is, and this could be a good benefit for you, is that these will be paid off much quicker than the 60 month. So you won't be paying as much interest as you are paying right now with the three loans that you have. But the only thing is, it's going to be on a shorter term. Maybe within 2 years, you would have to pay them off. So that means you're going to have more coming out per month than you are currently right now. But you would have a lower interest in total payback. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Our goal is to lower our overhead. So, whatever money we got, we would put to that end. So,
Okay.
our goal is not to increase
Increase, yeah.
our
Okay.
expenses.
Okay. So probably refining all three would not be a best fit for what you're looking to do then. Maybe I'll just look into maybe refining one or one of them and then getting you additional capital on top.
Yeah, that because of the 2 years that you guys use, that's probably the better way to go. So, like you said, picking the one that's got the most paid down and the shorter remaining term, paying that off with a lower rate.
Because
Yeah,
if you pay it off now, it'll
that's
be much cheaper than if you were to take it till the term.
right. And like you said, the idea of just choosing one, obviously you wouldn't want the one that we just took out because it would be impossible. But one of them that we have paid down, over a year and a half, would from the numbers point of view, would probably make more sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like the one with the lowest balance is 16,000, which is one of the lending clubs that you have. 16,000, and then if I add the 10 to 15 on top for your upcoming projects, then it wouldn't affect you too much. So I'll look into that. So let's see, that would be 16 plus 15, that'll be 31,000.
Okay.
Okay, give me one second here, bring some notes. Okay. Okay. And then can you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do with the remaining like 15,000, 10 to 15?
Sure. I'm a real estate consultant and appraiser. I do a lot of litigation work.
Okay. Don't fit in
So,
forever.
right, exactly. Like, for example, I just finished a. It was really. Let me see, just adding it up. It was really close to a 4 month job,
Okay.
and during that time period, the way litigation jobs work is all of the expenses, including reimbursed expenses, fall on my shoulders until I'm done, and that takes. I mean, one of them got postponed until next July. So
Until you get
we
paid.
did my final bill. Yeah, so
Oh,
I did do a
wow.
pro. I did do a progress billing on that one. So at least I'm current for right now. But the other one really didn't make sense to hit them, every month with another bill. So by the time I got paid, and the invoice is in, so mm-hmm. I'll get paid within a couple of weeks. There were something like $10,000 in just reimbursed expenses because mm-hmm. I had to go to Oklahoma City for 10 days mm-hmm. to give expert witness testimony. So mm-hmm. they wanted me close to the courthouse, and so it had to be a fairly expensive hotel and all this mm-hmm. stuff. And they said, just bill it, you know, that we want you, do whatever you need to do. At the last minute, they had to change because mm-hmm. the docket for the court got put back a week, and they said, don't worry about it, just add it to the bill. You know, we want you, do whatever you need to get here on time, and blah, blah, blah. And mm-hmm. So I did, but I ended up with a, you know, $10,000 bill. Mm. So, but at the same time, you know, I've got at least 4 litigation cases going. And most of them I do bill progress billing if they take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But the key thing is that I may get a call, and I am expecting a call fairly shortly.
Yeah.
To do, you know, these are the ones that are $350 an hour.
Oh, wow.
And so that's certainly more than I normally charge.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't want to lose any of those,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I don't have the resources, or I just, you know, empty the corporation's bank account to mm-hmm. pay for 2 other jobs that I'm working on. Because there's also other expenses, you know. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is in my industry, when you get the opportunity to do some of these bigger, higher paying jobs,
mm-hmm.
There is a bill that comes along with it.
Yeah.
And you do get it back.
Yeah.
But
takes the time.
That's why you need working capital.
Right. Okay.
And we are doing some marketing.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing this for 30 years, so there's no lack of clients. But I do want to upgrade them as much as possible. If I can do litigation year round,
mm-hmm.
and bill $400,000 and get half of it, mm-hmm. That's what I would do.
Okay, nice. So you're looking to maybe venture into some different marketing avenues to see if you can get more clients too?
Yes, more of the higher paying client types and
the
higher profile jobs.
Uh-huh. And is that part of what you're looking to do right now too, or is that something down the road, maybe in a few months, the marketing side?
I'm writing an email as we speak.
Ah, okay. Awesome. Okay, and then how much, and is this to set up like a website, or is it like online social media sort of marketing, like a marketing manager for your portfolio?
My industry doesn't really require that.
Okay.
If it did, I would have one.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on personal relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, that's, you know, writing emails, reminding people what we do.
I see. Okay.
When we won a big case, letting everybody know.
I see.
When we're branching out into other things like protecting historic places in Virginia.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So
it doesn't really cost anything. It's more like just busy work.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's what I would call. Lunches, making phone calls, writing emails, staying in touch.
Mm, that's good. Okay. And looks like last year you did, or sorry, this year you're tracking to do about 250, that sort of thing. Okay. And looking at your credit report here, let me just pull it up real quick. I do see that you had a previous bankruptcy that's been discharged, I believe it was. Yes, discharged back in 2009.
Correct. I was developer in Southern California. I took a break from consulting. You know, I had been making other people a lot of money for so many years that somebody that I had worked for and with, we decided to start our own company, and we did, and did very, very well. And the story of what happened in Southern California is pretty well known. You know, I was in the housing industry, converting condominiums, apartments to provide affordable housing, which is, you know, anywhere in Southern California, they needed affordable housing. So we would go into areas where you couldn't buy anything for less than $300,000 or $400,000, and convert apartments into condominiums. And we did extremely well. And then, of course, the housing crisis happened, and the banks reneged on all of their promises and left us holding the bag. The deal was always, we never bought a building that didn't make sense as an apartment building.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's an old story. Nobody I know got out alive. Not from California.
Yeah, a lot of I've seen a lot of credit report with the same type of thing, you know, around 07 to 2010. Always I've seen a lot of people lose their houses and that sort of thing and get really, really affected by that whole housing bubble pop being, you know, blowing up in everyone's faces.
Right, so, especially developers, and especially in places like Florida or Texas or Las Vegas or California, certainly in San Diego. Well, that was one of the worst places.
Oh, well, good thing I didn't buy a house back then.
Were you in San Diego at that time?
No, I wasn't. I was in San Francisco. I was in San Francisco, so it was pretty bad up there, too.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, there were lots of buildings that were just, you know, left empty. I'm sure you saw some downtown San Francisco, you know, those big high-rise conversions that all of a sudden had, you know, were in foreclosure and bankruptcy, and it was a mess.
Yeah.
Okay. If you ever want to see a really good movie that tells the true story, I highly recommend the. Have you seen The Big Short?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that was like.
Basically, exactly what
like,
happened.
That was like watching my history. Like, I know that guy. You know.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he worked for me. That idiot. You know.
That's so funny.
It was really.
Well, I'm glad you got out of it. Now everything looks looking up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we paid off. You won't see any business foreclosures for Prosperity Real Estate, which was the name of my company, because we paid all of our loans. Even though they foreclosed on us, left us holding the bag, we were able to negotiate like with the second trust deed holders and get them to buy out the first and stuff like that. You know, we did the right thing as much as, you know, anybody can. And the primary reason for me declaring bankruptcy was that my partners were, quite honestly, were doing things that were not illegal, but were not the way that I would do it.
Oh,
and
I see.
And they were...
So kind of exactly like that movie, The Big Short.
Yeah, they were, really, it was just scarily so.
Yeah.
And so I moved out here and started over. And You know, and yeah, things are doing well. At the same time, but I don't know if Kyle mentioned it to you, but I do have a home and an apartment building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did mention about that as using it for collateral. When we do collateralized, I looked into it for you too before I gave you a call. When we do collateralized working capital loans, it would be usually we use titled like vehicles and pieces of equipment that we can use for collateral. So we don't use real estate because that gets kind of complicated and convoluted a little bit when we use real estate. But if I do have a program that does use real estate as collateral, but I will first just try to do it without the collateral, and then if it comes to it, then I'll ask you to we'll move forward with that too.
Well, I just thought you should know.
Mhm. Okay.
You know,
and then I also
just in case.
Yeah, it's always good to have a backup plan, you know, like a plan B in case, you know, it doesn't work out.
Sure.
And I also see here in your inquiries back in what is this, February, mid-February of this year, you have an inquiry from Quick Bridge Funding. Do you currently have a loan with them at all?
I've never heard of them.
Oh, okay. Were you looking for funding, maybe Expansion Capital Group? Were you looking to do something back in February?
No, it was probably just I get an awful lot of offers.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you don't remember applying or doing anything with them?
Not with those names. There was at least one company that I went through a similar process that I'm going with you now, and
mm-hmm.
I told Sam that up front,
mm-hmm.
that's before Kyle took over for Sam,
mm-hmm.
and I said, you know, they told me that in my industry, there just isn't working capital loans, and he said, really? What do you do again? And I told him, and he said, well, that's not true over here.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
okay.
That's weird.
I mean, I wanted to be up front with him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I've already been through this, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
it didn't work out
mm-hmm.
because of the industry that I'm in, anything having to do with real estate. And he said, no, that's not the situation with us. And so I said, all right.
Yeah, no, you're
but
good
so
with
there is somebody, I don't recognize those two names, but, you know, a lot of finance groups have other names.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really know what name that they're searching, you know,
yeah.
making an inquiry on.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it was like you applied for expansion with someone and they sent your file to somewhere else. I'm not sure. But yeah,
right.
I just wanted to touch on that real quick and see if you have anything or any experience with them at all. Okay.
Yeah, I just have that one. Quite honestly, I don't remember even the name. I think it was Sunshine Capital.
I'm not sure. I've never heard of them.
Yeah, and I hadn't heard of them before either. So, you know, when they said no, I didn't. You know, I vetted them first and was okay with what I found.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly don't have anything going right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, that's good. Okay, so it looks like I have everything I need to move the file along. So I'm going to submit it over to our credit department and we'll run some final numbers for you. I probably have some preliminary numbers for you to look at tomorrow. So first I'm going to try to pay off all the loans, but obviously it sounds like it's going to affect your cash flow, and that's a very important thing for you. So I'll look into just refining one of them and getting you additional capital on top. Again, keep in mind, getting additional capital on top is going to affect your cash flow because you're getting, you know, additional capital. So I just want to, you know, make sure that you understand that it's going to affect your cash flow a little bit, but you're going to get the additional capital to fund the upcoming projects that you have. Okay.
Right, and I'm sure you're going to show me, you know, like different amounts, what it would be.
Yeah, We'll aim for, what we do is we aim to we qualify you for the largest and longest term possible, and then we can work backwards to find what fits your need the most, and what your
Okay.
what fits your business plan the most. So I'll go
Okay.
ahead and push move the file along, and someone's gonna reach out to you, either myself or another underwriter. It's gonna reach out probably Monday, maybe late Monday. It takes about 24 hours for us to process everything. So it'll probably be Monday before someone reach out to you to go over some final numbers, okay? And if you have
Sounds
any
good.
questions, just feel free to call Kyle.
That sounds fine.
Okay, good talking to you. Have a good
All right,
weekend.
you too. You too.
Thanks.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.